You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's trendy cafes have embraced the avocado on toast, in salads, or in that Mexican staple guacamole. It's a fashionable food. Global avocado production has doubled over the last 20 years. Australians have lifted their avocado consumption to 3.8 kilograms per person annually. But now some chefs are turning away, citing its impact on the environment. Popular Mexican restaurants in the UK, the US and Canada are offering guacamole made from peas, or zucchini, or Jerusalem artichokes instead. So what's the problem? Some reports suggest a single avocado needs hundreds of litres of water to grow. Honor Eldridge from the conservation charity Plant Life says that's a big issue.
So they're a really thirsty crop, and primarily avocados are grown in Mexico, which, if anyone's been there, knows it's quite a warm place already and is experiencing quite a lot of water stress.
She says avocado production is having a negative impact on the environment.
The average worker on a plantation growing avocados earns $60 a day. The minimum wage in Mexico is $5 a day. What that means is more and more land is converted over into avocado production, pushing into areas that were previously native or previously forested. And so that's having an impact on the biodiversity and the environment.
At Col, a chic Mexican fusion restaurant in London, the chef, Santiago Lastra, is preparing something different.
So we're doing a guacamole, but made out of pistachio instead of avocado. And we're going to use it to make a tostada of octopus that is dressed with fermented gooseberries and burnt scotch bonnet sauce. For me, the pistachio is like a really, really refined version of an avocado. It's green, it has this kind of creamy texture and the sweetness that the avocado has as well. So what we do is to toast the pistachios and grind them, and then we add fermented gooseberries that we have here.
Santiago says it's not just the environmental impact of avocados that's led him to drop them. Another reason is the link to organized crime. Falco Ernst works for the International Crisis Group in Mexico City.
The first interviews myself with drugs traffickers who had gone into the avocado business 10 years ago, basically. So it's been going on for quite a while now. And along the way, there have been a lot of casualties. Families who've had to flee, producers, families who've had to flee, for instance, to the United States, because they have been forced out. And direct physical violence has been applied in the context of groups trying to squeeze protection payments out of producers, which has brought disappearances. Family members, workers have gotten killed. So the cost has been huge.
Back in the kitchen, Santiago Lastra's pistachio mole is almost ready. It's served with two circular tostadas, crunchy flat tortilla.
The black one is made with blue corn, and then the white one is made with white corn. And what we're doing is to put a generous amount of this pistachio mole. Now we're going to put some of this octopus on top of our tostada, like that. They absolutely love it.
Alan Lee, SBS News.